Bedrock upgrades, OP stack everywhere, Fusaka hitting mainnet, and suddenly the superchain is starting to feel inevitable. The ecosystem now drives 59.9% of all Layer 2 transactions, pushes 21.6 million daily transactions, and hosts 830 active apps. But while Optimism's tech is finally catching up to the vision, Base is sprinting ahead on users, new cross-chain bridges are redefining liquidity flows, and Metal DAO hard fork on December 2nd that infra teams cannot ignore. Let's unpack how all of this fits together before the next incentive wave hits. You're watching Superchain Digest by Optimism Show, where we track the infrastructure, incentives, and occasionally the chaos shaping Optimism's multi-chain future. This is not financial advice. The OP token thesis now rests on more than vibes. Superchain usage is exploding, Bedrock upgrades keep reducing fees and latency, and Ethereum's new Fusaka upgrade just unlocked a massive increase in data availability throughput. Combine that with OP stack chains clustering users and capital, and you have the structural foundation of a long-term OP thesis. Every OP stack chain isn't some unique snowflake you need to learn from scratch. It's basically a new region inside the same economic zone. When those foundations are aligned, things like cross-rollup deployments or shared modules stop being marketing talk and start becoming something builders can actually rely on. And then there's governance, which is really the heart of the OP thesis. The OP token gives you a voice in the Optimism collective, and that collective is the group deciding how to allocate public goods funding and ecosystem incentives. As more apps on the superchain generate real fees, the decisions made through OP governance become more economically meaningful, not just symbolically important. The Fusaka upgrade also just went live on Ethereum, and honestly, it's the biggest leap in the data layer since EIP 4844. Fusaka introduces PeerDAS, which lets Ethereum verify blob availability through sampling instead of downloading everything, and it introduces blob parameter-only adjustments, which let Ethereum raise blob limits between major hard forks. That's a huge deal because L2 block space demand has been maxing out Ethereum's capacity for months. For OP stack chains, the impact is straightforward. You get more throughput, you get lower fees, and you get a much clearer path toward continuous scaling. A dedicated superchain upgrade coming in early 2026 will bring these Fusaka improvements directly into the OP stack, which is a major unlock for the long-term OP thesis. And the numbers back that up. Right now, the superchain handles almost 60% of all Layer 2 transactions. That's what real network effects look like.
Developer onboarding remains a big swing factor too. The OP stack is still the easiest landing spot for Web3 developers because of its EVM equivalents. But the competition is heating up. Base is pulling huge traction, Polygon is pushing L2 infrastructure aggressively, and ZK rollups are getting faster and cheaper. If those ecosystems end up pulling liquidity and dev attention away, the compounding effect that makes the superchain so powerful could weaken.
And speaking of competition, the biggest OP stack curveball this year comes from inside the house. Base launched a Solana bridge secured by Chainlink and Coinbase. Users can move Solana tokens into Base apps and use Base assets in Solana ecosystems. Apps like Zora, Airdrome, Virtuals, Flaunch, and Relay already support it. This expands cross-ecosystem liquidity and positions OP stack chains as interoperability hubs. Base's advantage comes from distribution and UX, not novel tech. It offers very low and stable fees, seamless fiat to Base onboarding, direct Coinbase funnel access, and strong developer support. This makes it an immediate fit for consumer apps, NFTs, gaming, and simple DeFi. Base uses a centralized sequencer, which provides faster execution, lower fees, and simpler infrastructure, but introduces custody and censorship risk. Some builders accept this trade-off, others avoid it. Arbitrum still dominates deep DeFi, including AMM liquidity, derivatives, mature DeFi apps, and institutional scale flows. Base's user growth does not move that liquidity automatically. Optimism and Base still need more heavyweight DeFi if they want to compete at that level. ZK rollups like ZK Sync and Starknet, along with high throughput L2s, are pushing faster finality, lower fees, and more parallel execution. This could shift routing, MEV patterns, and liquidity incentives. Optimism's strength lies in superchain interoperability, shared governance and incentives, and its sequencer decentralization roadmap that aims to preserve UX. This is its key differentiation against ZK rollups and monolithic alternatives.
All of this strategy only matters if the infrastructure remains stable, which brings us to a time-sensitive event.
Metal L2, an optimistic rollup within the superchain, was executing a hard fork on December 2nd. The upgrade modifies governance rules, fee mechanics, XMD stablecoin parameters, and may introduce infrastructure compatibility changes. The fork allows Metal to refine its gas and fee structure, streamline governance, strengthen XMD's design, and improve overall economic reliability for apps using XMD. If the upgrade increases efficiency or tightens XMD parameters, Metal becomes a more stable and predictable environment for builders within the superchain. During hard forks, chains can experience reorganization, temporary instability, outdated client failures, stuck withdrawals, or incorrect state assumptions. The MTL token governs both Metal L2 and XMD, so this fork is effectively an economic policy update. Every protocol using or interacting with XMD must confirm that their assumptions remain valid after the upgrade. Superchain upgrades combined with Fusaka scaling make OP stack chains cheaper and more usable. Base's rise underscores the power of distribution, and new bridges widen the opportunity surface. Metal's December 2nd fork is the next critical infrastructure deadline and should be handled early. If you found this useful, subscribe to The Optimism Show and follow along for weekly coverage of how the Superchain and its member chains are actually evolving. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.